Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. We're going to soon celebrate his 17th anniversary. How about that? And he's a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He is the world's greatest wordsmith. Probably the galactic guru of wordsmithing, and the author of a number of books on being a small business owner, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Appreciate you having me.
Good to have you back. Hey, have you heard about this new thing called the Internet?
The Internet. You know what? I think it's going to work. Al Gore told me about it. He sort of conjured it up in his garage one day.
Do you think it'll last? I'm not sure. It seems a little bit out there to me.
It seems a little weird.
I'm not sure people are going to want to do. Did you know, if I told you the story? We're having fun here, folks, but have I told you the story about the guy, one of the guys who invented the Internet? One of them was Cerf, and I forgot the other guy's name. His name was Cerf. In 1989, 4 years before you and I had access to the Internet, in 1989, did I tell you the story?
I don't know. Keep going.
They asked him, one of the guys who created the Internet, they asked him, what do you think about letting the public have this? He said, he thought for a second, he said, what would they do with it?
What would they do with it?
Now, this is the creator of the Internet.
Right. We would look at pictures of cats.
Yeah. The man who told me that story was Mike Daniels, who was in the cubicle next to them when they created the Internet back in the 60s.
That's pretty amazing.
How about that? Isn't that a great story?
What would they do with it? You know, now, well, where I want to go with this is, you know what I do with the Internet now is I work from my bedroom.
Yeah.
So not to sound all strange, but
on top of the sheets.
I mean, exactly. So a quick story. You know, we've had a lot of conversations about working remotely. I've worked from RVs traveling the country. I've worked from beachfront cottages on vacation. You know, with almost any knowledge worker or any business owner, you know, who needs to apply the Internet to do what they do, give them a laptop and an Internet connection, and a lot of the work can get done. Even today, give them a smartphone.
Right.
And when they're not surfing, looking at pictures the cats, they can be, you know, running the business, handling customer service, they can be doing their accounting, whatever. So last week, I had my laptop, my kids are in town, we're just, you know, sort of enjoying each other's company, and I was sitting in bed and I was surfing, you know, doing some client work, you know, looking at some documents I have and doing some email. And I tell you, I spent the entire day just sitting in bed, TV was on in the background, and I was working. And, you know, we have Wi-Fi throughout the house.
I don't know how you do that. I can't do that. I can't.
You know what? I was so productive that day.
How many naps?
What's that?
How many naps?
And, in fact, you want to know the funny thing? Is I didn't nap once that day.
Wow.
And it was great. And you know, it was one of those things that I was incredibly productive.
Do you think you're onto something here?
I think I'm onto something in the
sense. You didn't tell Robbie you did this, did you?
You know what? I did.
Because she went to work.
I did.
Big mistake, dude.
And she got so upset because there's nothing she likes more than just sleeping in till 11 o'clock.
Big mistake. That's a rookie mistake, man. I can't believe you.
Yeah, I tell you. But I tell you what. You know, we talk about, and the truth is, it's not that I was working from, that I sat in bed all day and worked, because it's always been, you know,
I thought that's what you said you just did.
No, it's not that I did that.
Ah.
It's that I worked not in my office. So,
right.
You know, you take your laptop.
So let me see if I get this straight. So, folks, he's home-based. It's about as cool as the other side of the pillow as it gets, and he's in his office.
And I took it up a notch
at home, and he goes up another notch. So I may have to do an intervention on you, Jeff. I'm a little worried about you here.
Well, I'll tell you what. The key is, like I said, the key is not that I did it from there. It's that, well, a friend of mine runs a website. You can work from anywhere. And literally, whether it's that, mm-hmm. whether it's out, you know, out on the patio on a beautiful day, and, you know, and I want to say that it's not the, and there's those who can't. And I typically don't. You know, I typically can't work. You know, some people go to a Starbucks and they work all day. I mean, I can't do that. I mean,
I need more focus than that.
But, you know, I need more focus
than
that.
But the technology is amazing these days. The point is well made. You know, in doing my show, the technology, getting disconnected from the hardwire is getting easier and easier. I actually have a device right now that has a battery and has mobile connection that will allow me to connect to my internet, to my network over, of course, I could do Wi-Fi, of course, but because that's what I use when I go on the road. But this would actually allow me to walk on the beach as long as I had mobile connection. Mm-hmm. I could walk on the beach and do my show walking down the beach.
That's pretty amazing.
With a boom set on my head, and this thing's about the size of a brick. In fact, they call it the brick. I just hold it in my hand. I could walk down that untethered to anything.
It's amazing what we can do. And so, you know, for example, I was able to grab articles that, you know, any article I have or any content I have on my computer.
I want to know why you did that. Why did you, I mean, how could it be more decadent than being in a home-based office? Why did you have to stay in the bed? That's really troubling to me.
Well, one of the things is, in all honesty.
Were you sick?
I just didn't. I had my laptop.
You cover for a broken hip or something?
No, the truth is, I often end the day with my laptop on my lap in bed, you know, with the TV on, and I'm finalizing some emails. So it's not that I necessarily start my day.
You know you can never tell a client this, right?
I fear the day when they say, hey, let's have a Skype call right now.
They all listen to the show. So
they all listen. They're all listening to my show, and I'm going to get a lot of emails. Hey, Zabar, we got something to talk about here.
Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know what? It's a matter of just untethering yourself mentally from sometimes you just need it. You know what? Sometimes you just need to get out. And it's maybe, you know, you may run a traditional business on Main Street, and just sometimes it gets a little bit, you know, you need to untether yourself mentally, emotionally from the way you do things. Sometimes it boosts the creativity.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just opens the mind. And so whether you do go to that Starbucks, whether you do work from your home office, you go out to the patio, you stay in bed, you go out to the park with your laptop, you do whatever, or you meet some friends and you get into some, you know, you go and you chat about some business
ideas. Well, the main
ideas.
Thing is especially if you've got business, you've got a call coming in or something, you take that anywhere. It's really been liberating, and it's one of the cool things about being a small business owner, especially when you need to get out of the office and see how things are outside your four walls, but still not be disconnected.
Right, absolutely. And I think that's a new way we have to look at
things. So folks, think about
it. The new old way.
That's right, exactly. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com.
That's me.
See Jeff in bed. No, we're not going to do that one. We won't do that one. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.